So the example that we did with the Laplace's equation, Jacobi iteration, that would be called a regular synchronous problem class or problem architecture. The reason I'm going through this is this way of thinking about problems allows you to decide reasonably easily whether your problem should work in a particular language. It also is meant to clarify what languages are good at what things and why you need different languages and different approaches for different types of problems. So the classic, this class of problem, which in the case of quantum thermodynamics, which is meant to be not very well represented here, is typified by a totally regular grid. It's synchronous in the following sense. The algorithm on each point is identical. If you think about the Jacobi iteration, the algorithm is replaced every point by the average of its neighbors. So apart from sort of boundary values effects, that's a synchronous algorithm because the algorithm is the same on each point. So you may remember we discussed SIMD and MIMD computer architectures, and in SIMD architectures every computer element had the same instruction stream. Here I use the word synchronous for problems, so notice this is there's a class of problems where the basic algorithm is apply the same mathematical operation on every grid point. Now, synchronous problems run well on SIMD machines, but also synchronous problems run well on MIMD machines. And that says if you take a restricted architecture like synchronous for problems, they will run well on all computer architectures which are of the same type or more complicated. So they run on SIMD or MIMD and what have you. Another thing I might even be on one of these foils that I like to point out, at least the original simple HPF really only does this class of, most of HPF only does this class of problem, because if I do an array operation A equals B, that's synchronous in the way I define it, because I've got say A equals B plus C, and then we think of it in a data parallel fashion, every element of I is doing the same thing. It takes the array, the ith element in B and the ith element in C, and add them together and put it in A. So that's a synchronous operation. So essentially all these array type operations, which are the basis of HPF, are essentially synchronous. But that doesn't mean HPF is a language for SIMD machines. It's, if you like, a language for SIMD problems or synchronous problems.